Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The law is written on stone, while grace is written on our hearts. The law was done away with in Christ, while grace abides forever. The law puts man under bondage. Grace, it sets souls at liberty. The law brings fear. Remember at Mount Sinai? They were scared, scared to move. But grace, it brings peace. And then these last two are my favorite ones, and I wrote, under the law, the sheep dies for the shepherd. But under grace, the shepherd dies for the sheep. Then the last one I wrote, under the law, man brought the sacrifice to God, but under grace, God brought the sacrifice to man. And that sacrifice was Jesus Christ. And this is what the Apostle Paul was, in a nutshell, was trying to get. We've come to the end of verse of chapter number 12, okay? And Paul was trying to get to these Jewish believers how much better it is to follow after Christ than to go back into Judaism, be following those things of the law, going back to the temple, going back bringing their little sheep there, going back and letting the priest offer that blood and for atonement for their sins. How much better Jesus is. Why would you even consider going back to Mount Sinai and the law? That's what he's trying to tell these folk. These Jewish people, remember, some of them went back. Hebrews chapter number 6, he says, now let us go on, because they're not coming back, okay? He used those terms, remember, it's very controversial, that it's impossible to renew them again, because they're back there. And it's not because that God won't let them come back, it's because they will not come back. Let me say this, and I'm going to move on. Do you know, again, talking about believers today, and we're going to jump into verse number 25. There's a lot of believers today who's gotten away from God. They've gotten out of church. I talked to somebody yesterday on the phone. He was a Baptist preacher. Actually met his son. I met his son yesterday. No, Friday. It was Friday, Saturday, whatever the day was. I met his son. And he told me, oh, you're a Baptist preacher? Yeah, where do you preach? I told him Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. He said, my daddy was a Baptist preacher. Where? And he told me right close by here. You would know the church. He said he used to pastor there. For 7 years, he's the pastor of that church. Really? What happened? He said, I said, have your dad call me, never knowing that his dad would call me. Guess who called me that? It had to have been Friday. Yeah, it was Friday, because he called me that evening. He said, Pastor, this is so. And I told him about a half hour. Remember, he was a Baptist preacher. And I said, where are you going to church now? He said, I'm not. I said, why are you not going to church? And he got going on. If it happens to him, it could happen to anybody. He quit going. He left the church. I won't go on. He told me where he did. He started going to another church in Lakeland. And then from there, it got a little liberal. So he went to another church. And he said, I hadn't been to church in 3 years. He said, I can't find a good church. I said, let me tell you where a good one is. So help me, I told him that. He said the church, they wouldn't give invitations. He said the church I went to, they never preached Christ. He was so fed up. He said, I can do just as well at home. And I said, brother, you know what Hebrews 10:25, and he talked about the second coming, about the evil of the days, and man, we're in the last days. I mean, he just set it up perfectly. Jesus is coming. I said, you're exactly right. You know what Hebrews 10:25 says? Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Down through his heart, as the manner of some is, and I say, you be is. Of course, he took it well, I think he did. And I said, so much the more as you see that day approaching. I said, brother, and I told his son, because his son had a little baby, and that's what started. I said, we all go to church. And the son said, we don't. I said, man, I said, if nothing else, this little boy needs to be in church. He says, I know, we used to go to church, and yada, yada, and that's when I found out his dad was a Baptist preacher. He called me. Anyway, when next week we're going to have lunch, I said, I will buy your lunch. Actually, you're going to buy his lunch. I shouldn't have said that, but you are, okay? I'm going to meet him somewhere and encourage him. You know, he lives a little bit away from here. He traveled all the way from there to where his church is, which ain't far from here. I'm going to tell him, you can just travel about that same distance and come to our church and see if he'll come. I don't know. But what I set all that up to say, when we get to verse number 25, I want you to notice how many times it says we. It does not say they. He's talking to believers here. If we. So I'm going to read this again. With that in mind, how people can get away from, I'm not talking about losing their salvation. We're not talking about losing their salvation. We're talking about getting away from God. Even a Baptist preacher, a pastor, for years who pastored, he just quit going to church. Verse number 25. See that ye refuse him. There's ye. He's talking to believers. See that ye. Not talking about unbelievers. See that ye refuse him, not him that speaketh. For they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth. Much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. Remember, we read that in Exodus 19, the earthquakes and all that took place, how it shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Before I read any farther, I have this note. He's telling these believers to watch out, because with great privilege, there's great warning and danger within it, because you know the saying, where much is given, much is required. And that's what he's telling these people. You've been given the truth. You're going to be held accountable for what is given to you. So be very careful. If you refuse to obey God, well, there's going to be consequences. He's going to shake things up, possibly even your life. Remember we talked about in Hebrews chapter about the chastisement a little earlier, about the chastisement. He'll shake things up in your life. Out of God's will? Well, possibly. I don't say it always, but possibly. Gotta be careful how I say this. He'll do something drastic in your life to wake you up. He'll shake things up in your life. Sometimes the only time you look up is when you're laying in bed. That's what he's talking about here. Isaiah, talking about shaking things up. Isaiah chapter number 13, verse number 13, we read these words. Therefore will I shake the heavens, and the earth shall be removed out of her place, and the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. And Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 35. Of course, we know this is talking about the tribulation. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. So when he says here in Hebrews chapter number 12, that he says, I'm not going to only shake the earth, but I'm going to shake the heavens also. And you understand that there are three heavens that are mentioned in God's word. There's the heavens that we see the birds fly. Okay, that you see these heavens here in our atmosphere or stratosphere. Then there's the second heaven. That would be the stars in the sky. Sun, moon, that's what the earth would refer as another heavens. The heavens declare the work of the Lord and the firmament therewith. Okay, that's the second heaven. Then the third heaven is where God dwells, where that angelic realm and what we read about here, that heavenly Jerusalem. There in verse number 22. Now, he's not going to shake that heaven. That heaven's perfect. But he's going to shake this heaven where the birds fly. And he's going to shake that heaven where the sun, moon, and stars are. Now, you may think I'm crazy, but that's okay. I think he's going to clean the moon up. Because man set his stinking feet on the moon. You say, well, you want what you want, but polluted it, so I can see him kind of dump Bible. But I think he makes all things new. I can see him kind of clean that up, because man is sinful, and everything man touches, there's sin there.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.